Blog Talk Radio. Good evening and welcome to Issues Concerning Women, the radio show. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, it is my pleasure and my delight to be with you. Tonight, along with my co-host, Veronica McMillan, we have a very special guest, Christina Ashford. So we're going to just welcome you to the show tonight. And if you're a first-time listener to our program, we thank you so much for tuning in. And if you've been listening to us and following us, thank you so much. We truly appreciate it. Issues Concerning Women is an organization that focuses on women and families reaching long and short-term goals, assisting them in the areas of business, careers, housing, finance, and their life skills. The Nonprofit Network, which is the Micro Nonprofit Network Incorporated, helps small nonprofit organizations become fundamentally strong through education, coaching, mentoring, and program development for the 501c3 organizations. So without further ado, I'm going to say hello to my sister friend, Ms. Veronica McMillan. How are you this evening, my friend?
Hello, Francine, and to everyone that is on the call tonight. This is going to be an absolute wonderful Thursday night call, so I am excited, Francine.
So am I. And our special guest, Ms. Christina Ashford. How are you, Christina?
Hello, everyone. I'm well. Thank you for having me on.
Well, thank you for joining us tonight. Veronica and I are so excited to have you on. And I just want to share a few things with our listening audience, and then we're going to jump right into what we came to do. Christina Ashford is the founder, CEO, and chief fund strategist at Education Finance Resource Group, which is EDFR Group. She is also currently the grants and contract administrator at Insight Education Group, supporting the Empowering Educators to Excel, the E3 program, through the newly awarded TSL grant. Prior to all of this, Christina served as director of grant administration at the District of Columbia Public Schools, where she managed both federal and private grants. In that role, Christina was responsible for the annual budget forecast activities for grant funds, ensuring there is funding alignment through collaboration from offices across the agency, a review of resources, allocating methodical, including cost analysis and ROI determinants and calculations. She is driven by her belief that one's budget embodies their values, and she strives to ensure that education funding is strategically aligned and effectively utilized in support of true equality for students. Christina's major in finance while attending Georgetown University in Washington, D.C. for her undergraduate degree. She is married to her college sweetheart, and together they have two amazing children. The family is based in the greater Atlanta area. So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I'd like to introduce to you Christina Ashford.
Hey.
Christina, we are so excited. That was a wonderful bio. Yes, we are just thrilled to have you tonight. Just thrilled.
I'm excited. I love this work, so I'm really excited to share with all of your listeners.
Okay, so we're going to, because we only have a short period of time, so we're going to jump right in with our first question. Veronica.
Great. And so since I am the one that's asking our first question, I kind of have an answer to this, but Christina, I wanted you to kind of tell our audience, why is having a sound budget important for your programs? Because oftentimes people think it's just, I think it just kind of falls in place, but it doesn't just fall in place. Can you just tell our audience why it's so important to have a sound budget for your programs?
Absolutely. I think that I'll start off with some background. I think that a lot of times we are trained and conditioned to think that in order to get to an end result, we have to have the money first. And that's actually part of what I train folks to do, is to unlearn that habit. What you really want to do is make sure that you are establishing the program with the budget and your anticipated cost, and then the funding is layered on top of that. And the reason why that's the best, you know, method when you're looking at grants in particular is because a grantor can look at your proposal and can see whether or not this has some strong evidence, or that the budget is reasonable, that it is realistic, the goals are obtainable. And so if you don't have those programmatic layers already built in prior to asking for funding, you're already lessening your chances of being able to receive any type of funding.
That's so. I'm almost to the point where I'm just want to tell the listening audience to go grab a piece of paper and pen so that you can begin taking notes, because it's so important. I think that oftentimes, of course, Francine and I know you, that when we are having clients in our office, oftentimes that's one of the things that they're talking about is a grant, but yet they really don't have strong programs. And so I know Francine is jumping up and down as well, and we want to keep this thing moving. So we want to basically move on to our next question, and basically we'll just kind of keep this going. So Francine, you go ahead on and dig in with your next question that you have for Christina.
Okay, great. And Christina, of course, we love, you know, having you on the show, and we just want everybody to get as much information as they can. And we know the show is 30 minutes, but my question was, what does it mean when you say to someone who's trying to get their budget together that one's budget embodies the organization values? Could you elaborate on that a little bit for our audience?
Absolutely. Your budget speaks values. I know people in, you know, normal settings are like, what does that mean? How does your budget talk? So for the nerds in the audience, and I'm speaking to myself here, I see stories, right? I can see a story in your numbers and in your budget. And it's so important that the story you are trying to tell your funders matches in your budget matches the words that you're telling them, right? And so if you are just a organization that is all about working with inner city youth and you want to, you know, have a funder fund this program to where you're teaching them how to cook, but you're asking in your budget for a majority of funding that is for paper and pencils. And while that's needed, that's absolutely needed, how are you telling the story that is what is going to reach your goal of teaching these inner city kids how to cook? And so oftentimes your budget and your narrative is so mismatched that, again, this is all about trying to make sure that we're able to secure the funding for the program, right? So if we're looking at this in sort of the chronological steps, you're going to come up with the program, figure out and determine an approximated budget, find funding that aligns with that so that you are already so seamless. Your funder is looking at your proposal as if this is the perfect opportunity to help move this work forward and to really obtain those goals.
Wonderful. Okay. And I knew that.
I hope that wasn't too much for everyone.
No. Actually, and it makes sense, too, that when you're talking about the budget because, you know, like you said, people want to do the pens and paper, which are essential but slash non-essentials, instead of really talking about what they're really going to do. So that, you know, that sparked my curiosity even more. But I'm going to be quiet and let Veronica do her part. I could talk all day now, Christina. You know I could talk too.
It's fascinating that, you know, that we're talking about telling stories. And I, again, like Francine just said, I don't want to get into that as well because we will be off topic and on to something else. But Christina, I really want you to tell our listening audience, you know, how they can connect with you, because there's something, just like Francine just said, something will jump out at you, the storytelling piece in terms of the budget and all of that is just fascinating, and I think people need to understand that because you do tell a story. But tell our listening audience how they can connect with you, because that's going to be important, because, again, you can't tell everything on the line tonight, and so it's important that our guests know how to reach out to you. So if you can tell them your information, how they can get in contact with you, your website, all of that information before we move on to our next question. So, Christina, we'll give it to you again.
Absolutely. You can follow my website and contact me through the website. It is EDF, as in Frank, R as in Robert, group.com. That's short for Education Finance Resource Group. You can also email us at info@edfrgroup.com. Again, that's at edfrgroup.com. We're on Instagram. We are on Twitter. All of the handles are The Edford Group. You can sign up on our website as well for our listservs as we continue to roll out new products and services. I'll be sending out updates to our listservs. You can also sign up on the website for consultations. They are free. They are virtual consultations. And you can sign up right there. You can pick the time that works for you, and you will receive a link to the virtual consultation as well.
Wow. Wonderful. Wow, that's a lot. Mm-hmm. And, of course, I basically, for those of you all who are listening, I underscored the word free. So when she talked about the consultation piece, for those of you all who know that you're going to need that service, you better get the free consultation while you can, because I think that's so important. So, Christina, I'm going to move on to our next question that's listed here. What are the essential line items that should be included in your budget? I know Francine and I basically, in dealing with our clients, we hop on this in terms of sticking to the budget and things of that nature. And a lot of the listening audience that we have follow us because they're small nonprofits getting started, or they're entrepreneurs who are getting started, whether it's a business line of credit or whether it's a grant, there still needs to be things in your budget. So what are some of the essential line items that you would say that should be in your budget?
I think most people will always think to add personnel to their budget.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on what you're writing for, that could very well be the absolute best thing that you need. However, I actually truly believe that every opportunity, every grant, every program is so unique and so different that what you should be looking at are what are the non-essentials, or sorry, the essentials for program success. So if we go back to the example of this cooking program, and instead of us buying the paper and pencils, and sometimes instead of paying for, you know, most people will automatically think of the person to come in to teach the lesson, how about we think about the other essentials like pots and pans and cookware? And then we can also think about how we can reuse that. If we're talking about an inner city program or for some inner city youth, that's something that could potentially be reused over and over depending on the program and the structure of your organization. So you want to try to make sure you are getting the best bang for your buck. Think about it. If I was to be funded, how can I maximize this funding? If you are paying for the personnel and the person to come in to teach the lesson, when the lesson is over, you no longer have any resources from that grant.
Mm-hmm.
You will always be able to reuse those pots and pans and cookware. So it really depends on what is the goal of the program and the organization as a whole, right? You could be building up to one day later, say, now I'd like to find a proposal that allows me to build out part of my space into a kitchen for the inner city youth to be able to come, cook their meals, have a study break, and then you already have pots and pans, and so now you're not looking for that. You're looking for designs or designers to come in to look at the space or some construction, that sort of thing. So you have to try to maximize what you are really looking for.
Mm-hmm. I got it. I know, Brandy, you are chomping at the bit as well, taking notes, just like I'm taking notes as well.
Yeah.
Every time you do something like this, you gain more knowledge or what have you. So, Francine, I'll go with you. I'll hand it over to you for our next question for Christina.
Okay, great. And I, this is good stuff. So I'm really, like I said, I'm really thrilled. And I hope the listening audience are taking notes. And if you are just tuning in, this is Issues Concerning Women, the radio show with my co-host, Veronica McMillan, and my special guest tonight is Christina Ashford out of Atlanta. And if you missed the first 15 minutes, you can go back in the archives and listen. And so we're going to move on. So, Christina, what are some educational grants that small nonprofits may want to take a look at?
Small nonprofits are really going to want to look at grants that are very, very specific. Usually going after the big sort of government-funded grants for small nonprofits does not necessarily help them because of so much of the oversight and logistics that take place. What I find best for small nonprofits is looking at places they normally don't think to look. There are so many organizations within your local communities that are looking to give grants, particularly colleges and universities. That's where I find those grants for small nonprofits are best suited because they're looking to also put their footprint in the community, right? So if you have this university that is willing to, again, I'll stick with the same example just so the audience is going with me, right? If we are looking to increase, the number of our students in our community that are able to cook and able to support themselves, right, they'll also be better off in college. Right. There was an article that came out yesterday, I think, about homelessness and starvation for college students. And here's the thing. If depending on, again, your organization's goals, you could find ways to tie this all together in a nice package to say, this is the social impact that we're trying to make, and here's what it would look like. And here is how we can partner together. Those students will start to look at, this is an organization that helps support me. Let me look at that organization for furthering myself and my career and my family moving forward.
Wonderful. Good stuff, Christina. Good. Okay. All right. So, I'm going to be quiet, and I'm going to let Veronica take over now. So we have to
Keep it rolling, girl. Keep it rolling.
We're keeping it rolling because I'm sitting here watching our time as well. But where does the time go when you're having fun?
I know.
It's crazy, but again, Christina, if you can give your information again, if you can say that, because Francine and I want to give our information as we get closer to the end, but we want our listening audience, those of you all who are thinking about, you know, starting a nonprofit, or you're in a business and you're looking at your own budget, because budgets is not just for nonprofits. Budgets are for small organizations, businesses, budgets are for our families and all of that stuff. So we certainly want you to give that information out, Christina, before I ask my next question for you. So if you can, again, give our listening audience your information as we continue to roll down the track.
Yes. And before I do that, just to piggyback off what you said, you're right. This work is not just for a particular group or particular organization. My organization is focused on education and the education world, but we work with plenty of organizations outside of that as well. I have a heart for education, and so that's where our specialty and where we do most of our work. But absolutely, when I share my contact information again, please feel free to reach out, even if you're not an education organization. Again, the website is EDFRGroup, that's EDFRGroup.com. We're on Instagram and Twitter at The EDFRGroup. You can email us as well at info@EDFRGroup.com. And I didn't mention this before, but you can also give us a call at 404-939-5863.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I'm looking at the time. And so, Christina, our last question is, what is your grant writing process? I know when we're going to get started, Francine and I are always sitting down talking about what is it that we're going to do, how many grants we're planning, and we're giving ourselves enough time to prepare for that. So what is your grant writing process? Our last question for you tonight.
I approach it from a very, I guess, just open mind, and looking at what is it that I am attempting to do at this point in time. I have really sat down and done the very strategic, you know, forecasting, and looked at here are the grants that I know are coming down the pipeline, and here's where I see us fitting, et cetera. To a very open-minded, you know, let's get creative about this work. I think what I hold true to at all times is, one, making sure that as I'm writing, I always have the list of goals for the project right next to me. Mm-hmm. And in their short, very succinct, very, very short and succinct versions. What is the goal? And it could be multiple. I usually try not to go above 3 or 5 at the max. But having that there as my reference will really help drive, you know, what are the opportunities that I'm looking at. The second thing that I always make sure that I'm doing is I'm making sure that I try to connect with the funder somehow, whether that is a email just to ask an inquiring question or just to build that relationship. Sometimes, you know, nowadays you can friend folks on LinkedIn, and making sure that they can put a face to the name. And so that they understand who is the organization requesting this or who we're looking at. We're building rapport. And even that's also just a smart investment for future, right? Even if this does not pan out or turn into some sort of funding, you never know what opportunities will come up in the future. So it's sort of networking at the same time. Now, those are absolutely the two things I do no matter what. The third thing that I look at is making sure that my budget has the right dollar amount. I can't stress how many times working with projects where, you know, the Excel line didn't add, you know, that last $50,000, and so you're thinking it includes it, but your total is off or something like that, and that can really, really throw off a proposal. And so making sure that all of the numbers are accurate, they write, all of your totals match. I mean, but before you start to look for dollars, we need to make sure that we have a budget that is very, very accurate and makes sense, isn't, you know, crazy or exorbitant, and also just totals. I've seen proposals that are submitted where you thought you had totaled everything up, and meanwhile, you asked for $150,000 less than what you actually needed because your Excel spreadsheet was off. And so those are some of the tried and true, do these things first. Again, then now let's start talking about what does the writing look like? Who are the main players? Who are all of our stakeholders? Who is the point of contact between and the liaison between our organization and the funder, right? Because we want to make sure we're having good communication with them. So those are the things that you do next. But those three things are what I always do prior to.
Wonderful. So we are great. Coming down to the wire. Francine, my friend, you go ahead on and shout out about issues concerning women and events and things that you got coming up, and I will do so. And Christina, oh my God, you just a well of information, and we need more time. But Francine, you go ahead. Take it on, Francine.
Yes, thank you, Christina. You really gave a lot of great information, great tips, and so I know our audience thoroughly are going to enjoy listening now and listening later because they can go back to the archives, and I make sure that I tell people that. So they're like, oh, I missed it. No, you can always go back and listen again and get this great information. But Issues Concerning Women has actually done their spinoff to their women's care services. So woo-hoo, I'm excited about that. And so if you go to our website at www.issuesconcerningwomen.com, you can find Issues Concerning Women. And then you can go to womenscare.services, just like it sounds, with the S on the end of services, and see all the wonderful services that we have. And you can call me at 757-567-6734. Take it away, Veronica.
And, of course, I'm Veronica McMillan with the Micro Nonprofit Network. Any of your nonprofit questions or wanting to start your nonprofit, you can go to www.micrononprofitnetwork.com. You can email me at letstalkveronica@gmail.com and call me at 757-572-0974. And so, Christina, if you can just real quickly just shout out your contact information before we turn it over to Francine.
Again, one more time, that is the Edford Group, EDFRgroup.com. You can reach us at info@edfordgroup.com. You can give us a call at 404-939-5863, and you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at The Edford Group.
Wonderful. Francine, my friend, parting words?
Yes. A great show, great information. Thank you so much. I'm sure, Christina, that our audience got a plethora of information, and I know that they will be contacting you to learn more. So thank you so much for being on the show with us tonight. Thank you, my friend, Veronica McMillan, as always, you know, partnering together. and building strong relationships and partnerships, and that's important. And I think Christina hit on that tonight. Christina, I look forward to seeing you soon. So God bless you.
Yes.
And anybody that's listening tonight, if you want to get in touch with Christina, she gave you her information, please do so. Contact my girl, Veronica McMillan, if you're doing your nonprofit and you have all these questions. We know that you do. Or reach out to me at Issues Concerning Women. We thank you so much. We have enjoyed you all tonight. We look forward to talking with you on next Thursday. So in the meantime, God bless you and know that you are empowered. Good night.
Good night. Bye-bye now.
Thank you.